My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is really important, probably more important than any other time. The way that we're living our lives, the way that we're making the choices that we make, and although we still may know better, we are still on a path for destruction. We're breaking down at earlier ages, and that one-time list of geriatric diseases is no longer a category that only older people have a tendency to be dealing with. We're having younger people with a lot of one-time old-age geriatric problems, and we're seeing that spread kind of widening, and we have to really point a finger at maybe a lot of different things. Maybe it's environment, maybe it's stress, but the things we can control, what we eat and how active we are and how we sleep and how we deal with negativity and how we balance our stress and, you know, the things that we do every day that we can control can bring us dramatic changes. Because, you know, when we start to be afflicted with some of these problems, they just kind of domino into other problems. You know, we may be feeling pain and discomfort. We may be having skin problems. And we may be on medications for other cardiovascular things, which lead to more things, especially when we're not making any changes. And we've jumped on the pharmaceutical bandwagon thinking that we're being controlled by the pharmaceuticals, but of course not taking the responsibility by making life changes. It's a lot to take in. And it's overwhelming. And it's confusing. So every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry so that you get a first-hand, front-seat view of the things that are available, the complements, the alternatives, and the information so that you can take that with you to your medical practitioner, back to your family, or just, you know, kind of run it around your head and your heart and see which way you'd like to head. But with knowledge on your fingertips, you're going to be able to make better, wiser, healthier decisions. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. I like people being able to have the choice of the best of the best and a place where you're comfortable in a full service environment with the most knowledgeable staff and being able to have that great customer service so that your questions are answered. And then again, you're shopping with products that are the best in every single category at great prices every day. Nothing better than getting a little peace of mind about something as important as getting healthy and taking back your health. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage. It's being updated and rebuilt every day. Make sure to scroll down and print yourself a coupon to use at the next time you're at the store. Just type in StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And of course, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page and get connected with them so that you'll be able to read their great post every single day. Well, you know, the first time that I spoke with my guest, we talked about this. And I think that at that point, HA or hyaluronic acid was really starting to take hold, even though it had been around for a long time. But, you know, sometimes things take a little bit of time for the public to grab onto it or gravitate to it. Well, it's kind of hard today to go anywhere and not read articles about HA or hyaluronic acid. So nobody better to talk about than I consider the king of hyaluronic acid, my guest, Darren Landis. Darren is the president and co-founder of Hyalogic, the company that patented high molecular weight hyaluronic acid, or HA. Landis founded Hyalogic with partner Mark Ganabin, And among other accomplishments, they were the first to bring HA to the marketplace for equine and small animals for joint health benefits. Darren has been in sales and marketing in the animal health industry for years. He served as a chairperson of the membership committee for the National Animal Supplement Council, of which Hyalogic is a current audited member. Darren is also certified as a respiratory therapist, has a BS degree in allied health services from the University of Kansas Medical Center. Darren also has held care positions for many, many years, over a quarter of a century, working directly with human and or animal patients. So if you've heard about hyaluronic acid, maybe some of the products you're using may have it in it, or maybe you've been considering using hyaluronic acid for one thing or another, we're going to talk about all of those today and give you a better understanding, and I guarantee you, you're going to want to try some of these great products. I think today we're going to be focusing a little bit more on skin health, maybe a little bit of eye health, because there's so many categories that this can cover. We could talk all day long. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Jeff, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I learn something every time I'm on your show.
Well, right back at you. I always learn something, too. I try to make that my mantra, to learn at least one thing that I didn't know about and give me an aha moment. So
You know, one thing I just learned is stayhealthylasvegas.com, the website. You were talking about going there, and it's new. It is, really. Man, they've cleaned it up and made it look great. It's easy to navigate around, and then your archived radio shows are on there, so it's kind of neat. I'm going to go back and listen to some of those. So
wonderful.
And then 4 decades, I mean, stay healthy. It just amazes me each time I hear that. Is, you know, 4 decades of being in business and is amazing, and they're just what they do to continue to educate people and select great products, and we're just honored to be part of their store.
Well, we thank you very much, and I know they thank you for having you in their store and having all your great products. You know, it is interesting. Marge and I were talking just recently, because her and I have both been in the industry over 40 years, and I've been on the air for 37 years. So the things that we've seen change in our industry, and, you know, one of the biggest changes that I think we've seen is that this industry has gone and kind of expressed itself differently today than before, because before it was kind of like something to do. Let's think about this. Maybe I'll experiment with this. And, you know, but we continue to do all the wrong things. And now we're in a situation where health and nutrition, better diet, supplements, and all these things have become a necessity, because we've gone down the road where now we have to, you know, start taking care.
Yeah, that's exactly what you had mentioned in your intro too, you know, Now we've got to make the change. And before, like you said, it was just a give it a try, see how it works.
Let me ask you a quick question. If someone is, you know, looking into hyaluronic acid, how would you give it a definition? What is hyaluronic acid? And obviously this is something that, you know, we naturally have in our body, and, you know, it's just something that is just still not known very well. But for people that have experimented with some of your products, believe me, they get it.
Hey, you know, when we first started 20 years ago, we had one hyaluronic acid. It was a supplement. It was a liquid form. You'd take it by mouth, and it was a glucosamine alternative. It was there to rehydrate and cushion the joints. And when I say rehydrate and cushion it, this molecule of hyaluronic acid that's naturally found in our bodies loves water. And so when we make this molecule, when our body naturally makes the hyaluronic acid molecule, it goes out and interacts with body water, and it turns body water into a gel. So if you had a water bottle in front of you and we sprinkled some powder hyaluronic acid in the top of it, put the cap on it, shook it up, let it set off to the side, a couple days later you'd come back and try and pour that water out. It's not going to come out like water. It's going to come out like a thick, syrupy water. And we need that thick, syrupy water, because we're 70% water in our body. We'd like that water to stay compartmentalized. We want it to stay in our skin to act as a dermal filler, to plump in the skin. We want that thick, syrupy water to stay in our joints to cushion and lubricate. We want that thick, syrupy water to stay in our scalp, our lips, our eyes, everywhere, for whole body hydration. So they are saying now that aging is essentially drying out, and the most water-loving molecule that's naturally found in our body is hyaluronic acid. So they're saying if we can find a way to replenish our body and keep that hyaluronic acid hydrating water moisture in our body, that we can keep the signs of aging from setting in. So our joints can feel better, our skin can be in better condition, our eyes, our hair, our scalp, our gums, our teeth, everything. But that's kind of the thing. It's the most water-loving molecule. Now they're saying it's nature's most hydrating element for the body.
Now, when people start using hyaluronic acid, is it one of those things where you're actually building your profiles within the body, you're raising your natural levels of it in your body, so then you just start to experience better results the longer you use it? Is that what's going on, or are we just getting that benefit from that dosage of it that day?
I'd say it's a combination.
Okay.
Some of the research is talking about how it's a combination. You do see people that utilize the products, and they might kind of slow down on it and do it every other day or something like that, or every third day, and they still get those same kind of benefits that they were experiencing before. And then there's those that just use it every day to make sure that they keep the, you know, their body in check, because they're getting excited about the benefits that come with it.
You know, I think that I've been using hyaluronic acid for a long time now, and, you know, my older dogs get it as well, and actually, I've started giving it to the medium-aged dogs as well, just because I know I've seen, you know, the deterioration and the debilitation of what happens with animals and their joints. And, you know, and I have part of the dogs I have now as well is I also have French bulldogs. And, you know, those kind of dogs, and I have a boxer and people that have pit bulls and Great Danes and things like that, their skin gets so dry, so irritated so easily. It's so amazing to me that so little of this can go so far, because people will say all the time, what do you do for your skin? And I just tell them, I said, no major routine, just basically good creams and lotions, a lot of omega-3s, but I take hyaluronic acid every day. And when I tell them how much I take, they're just like, there's just no way that little bit can do that. And I said, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. Again, when we started 20 years ago, I think we were lucky to find one person in 1,000 that knew anything about hyaluronic acid. You know, we could mention it on a street corner to 1,000 people. And even though it's naturally occurring in our body and the most water-loving, hydrating molecule in the body, very few people knew anything about it. But it's interesting. I was on live on the radio a couple days ago, and they kept talking about, you know, gosh, it was interesting. We were getting ready to interview you, and it's funny. We saw a commercial on television about a hyaluronic acid skin serum this morning, and another person said, yeah, I even saw an advertisement in a magazine about hyaluronic acid. So it's really starting to pick up a lot of interest, and people are recognizing the benefits to the body now.
Well, you know, we all want to feel better in our skin. You know, unhealthy skin, itchy skin, dry skin, irritated, cracked, and you know, inflamed skin is nothing that people want to deal with, because you don't get to leave it at home. You're in it all day long, 24 hours a day, in that unhealthy skin situation. You're kind of wrapped with a really unhealthy hug, if you will. You know, so we want to do everything we can. And, of course, we gravitate toward steroid treatment and pharmaceuticals, because they give you at least relief very quickly. But many times you just rebound again after those medications have run their course, because you're not correcting anything. You know, I have a really good friend, and this year in January, after she's had like 20 years of chronic eczema and psoriasis, where it just breaks and cracks her skin down to the meat, you know, she's done steroid treatment forever. The doctor finally cut her off on her steroids because her liver was like through the roof. You know, so they cut her off on that. And of course, she just blew up uncomfortably. And I finally saw her. I lost touch with her and saw her. And she says, I will do anything you recommend. And I said, well, you've got to get rid of all the unhealthy food. And she lives on unhealthy food. And she switched over to a Mediterranean diet. And the reason I'm really comfortable with that is because it's an anti-inflammatory diet, and lots of oils and plenty of water. And it's not just about what you're eating. It's more about all the things that you no longer invite to your table. All the bad stuff is gone. So I, you know, recommend a good multiple and probiotics and all that. And she started doing really well. And after a month, she came back and she said, I feel like I'm missing something. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. And I told her to go to Stay Healthy and pick up some hyaluronic acid. And I had her taken more than the average person, because she was in a dire situation. And I got to tell you, I saw her September about the 15th. I'd say she's 90% clear. She dropped about 30 pounds of bloat an uncomfortable fat on her body that was just, you know, when you have extra folds, you know, those uncomfortable things get underneath and in between the folds of the excess fat on the frame. She exercises. She started sweating, which really was good to clean out her system. She does yoga and Pilates and rides bikes and walks and runs. And she looks like a completely different person. And 20 years of her life, she covered up the problem.
Wow.
And no one ever told her, Darren, that there are things you can put in to deal with the problem, not just cover it up. Because when you're desperate, we'll do anything.
Man, mm-hmm. an amazing story.
Mm-hmm. She loves a lot of your topical stuff, too. She's a walking Hyalogic ad. She uses creams and lotions and serums, and then she takes internally the Synovial 7. She also uses the one for the joints, and she uses the one for the eyes. She uses a lot of your products, but, boy, she looks absolutely stunning.
Just goes to show you that you can get it done. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to have a lifestyle change. You just have to believe in yourself.
Well, you know, we get beat up in life, you know, and we try many things because we don't do our homework and we don't ask the right questions and maybe we don't know what the right questions are, you know, and then we put our trust in people that may not have done their homework. And then we get upset and frustrated and irritated when we try things that sounded really good, but they do absolutely nothing because we're going down the wrong road because we didn't do our homework and didn't ask the right questions. So then we throw our hands up to the entire industry and then we go back to the pharmaceuticals and we start getting a little relief. And then in our mind, we fix the problem until the pharmaceuticals stop and then you just blow up and explode again.
And we're seeing a lot of that here lately.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. As you're traveling around the country, how is HA being received in different parts of the country? You know, there was a time many, many years ago, as I've been doing this forever, that you would find more healthy people in like California, New York, and Florida, and the outside coast areas. In the Midwest, people were not as receptive. Now, today, almost anywhere I go, people are asking the same questions everywhere. Because everybody's got the same problems, and we've become very, very vocal about our problems, and we want change. How is it with HA?
It's well, I'll tell you, it's pretty much evenly distributed throughout the United States mm-hmm. now. I mean, you're seeing more and more people step up. They're listening to shows like yours. They're learning more. They're stopping by their local health food store. They're picking up information. They're reading. They're asking the aisle staff people, you know, about products. So, I mean, we're seeing it throughout the United States and beyond. I mean, internationally, our business is really picked up because people are looking for products, you know, from the U.S. and looking at what we've done over here as far as creating a, you know, good products to help people.
You know, the first time that I used hyaluronic acid serum on my skin, I tried it at night. You know, I took a shower and put it on my face and I didn't think anything of it. And the next morning when I shaved, I noticed that my face was so much softer. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's only been one night. I mean, how can my skin be that much different? And of course, I rinsed my face and then jumped in the shower and got out of the shower and, you know, did everything I had to do. And then I looked at it and I said, well, I'm going to put some more on for the day. So I put some more on for the day. And during the day, as I would touch my face, because, you know, we don't realize how many times we touch our face during the day. And I kept thinking to myself, this is the weirdest thing. My face feels so smooth. And I've never looked back. I think that it really makes a dramatic difference. I love your products. I love the topical products. I'm working from the inside because it's really funny, honestly. I had my eyes started changing. And when I was probably about 56, I started using cheaters, reading glasses. Well, about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I had to go to the real doctor and get the grown-up glasses. So, you know, because I would find myself at a lecture and I'd put them on, take them off, put them on to read, take them off to look at the audience, put them on to read. So I got progressives. And after tripping over myself for about 3 weeks, I finally got comfortable with them. But I got to tell you, I started using the hyaluronic eye formula, and it has made a dramatic difference because they diagnosed me with dry eye in my right eye. And thank goodness, no macular, no cataracts, no glaucoma, none of that. But the dry eye, and I never understood why a dry eye tears, you know, because it's trying to make more fluid. She said that my eye drains the fluid too quickly.
Yes.
So I started using about a month ago the eye formula, and I have to tell you, it has made a dramatic difference. You know, sometimes I think my sight has gotten a little better because I take a lot of nutrients for my eyes more than I ever did, because I just noticed as we're talking, I didn't have my glasses on and I'm reading my screen. And usually I have to have them on to read anything. I can see a fly on a wall across the street, but I can't see what's on the computer in front of me. So something's going on in here, and my eyes feel, they don't feel gritty.
Yeah, you know, it was very interesting when we first created our Synthovial 7 liquid product. It was an oral liquid supplement, taking it by mouth. It was a set up for keeping our joints lubricated and healthy and cushioned. So back then it was going to be a glucosamine alternative. And one of the reasons why we got excited about it too is we were discovering that when you take glucosamine, it was a precursor or one of the building blocks to helping to make this sugar molecule of hyaluronic acid in our body. So it was one of the building blocks. So we were looking at it like, okay, if you're taking glucosamine to help build hyaluronic acid, which grabs onto water and creates cushion for our joints, why don't we just bypass that glucosamine step and go straight into the hyaluronic acid, which is naturally occurring in our joints and our skin and our eyes? Well, let's just go with that. And that's how we created that product. But we used to just say for joints. It's for healthy joints on the outside of the label. Now our box says for healthy joints, skin, and eyes. So people now are taking hyaluronic acid internally to beautify their skin and their joints and their eyes. And it was very interesting. We never intended it to be that way, but people were saying, hey, I've been taking this hyaluronic acid for my joints, but I've noticed that my eyes feel better. They're hydrated. They're moisturized. Is there something that could be correlated there? And if you go back and do the research and look at it, yeah, hyaluronic acid is naturally occurring inside of the eye structure and inside of our eyes. It makes up the fluid shape inside of our eyes. And so it just makes sense that there's, you know, I'm hearing the benefits that you're getting with taking hyaluronic acid for sure. And then our eye formula, the Hylavision formula that Stay Healthy carries too, it's a comprehensive eye nutrient formula. So it's got all the other goodies that come along with keeping your eyes healthy, plus the hyaluronic acid. So it's a nice setup.
You know, I have a customer, and her and her family and her friends all listen to the show in Los Angeles, and she had a detached retina about 4 months ago, and luckily she was in town. It was during the week. She got to the doctor like within an hour. They did the surgery, so she was very blessed. And you know, with that, you have to keep your head down for like a week, and you can't. It's just very uncomfortable. But when she left, and now that she's all healed and everything, she was talking about how her ophthalmologist and the surgeon recommended that she use hyaluronic acid. And it was just kind of interesting that they recommended that, you know, they wanted her to get a good eye formula and hyaluronic acid. And, you know, she went to the store over there in the Hollywood area and they recommended hyaluronic acid. And she said that the doctor said it just makes a big difference in the healing. And I just thought that was phenomenal because I never heard an ophthalmologist recommend it. I mean, I've talked to a few of them myself, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just kind of waiting for the boomerang to come back down so they get it.
Yeah, you know, I still remember about 10 years ago, we were at trade shows, and oftentimes the medical professionals and some ophthalmologists would come through, and they'd talk to us at our booth and look at our products, and they'd say, you know, I don't really believe in the taking hyaluronic acid orally to benefit your eyes externally. And now 10 years later, you're seeing ophthalmologists even actually recommending it, like you said, because they're now seeing that there's benefit taking internally versus externally.
Mm-hmm. You know, someone just chimed in and they said, there's a couple different formulas that I use, and I never really asked Marge at the store because I use it for the joints. I take the liquid and I take the eye formula. So I'm getting hyaluronic acid in three different areas. Can I ever take too much?
Great question. You know, you mentioned earlier that you had that friend of yours, that client that you were working with, and you told her to, you know, to kind of take extra because she was in dire need. Yeah, we hear that quite a bit. People are taking, you know, hyaluronic acid. Sometimes people think more is always better. We always recommend, you know, take what's on the outside of the bottle and how it's directed. But, you know, since it's something that's naturally occurring inside of our body, it's not something that's foreign to our body. So when we consume it or take it, we're not introducing something that's going to be harmful to the body or something that our body can't process or recognize. So you really can't overtake too much hyaluronic acid. But again, we just tell people to stay with what we, you know, listed out on the label, just from an economical standpoint, too. We don't want to take too much or utilize too much.
You know, we're talking today with Darren Landis, and we're talking about Hyalogic and, of course, hyaluronic acid. We'll take a break when we come back. A lot of you are typing in questions, and we'll definitely address all of those when we get back. Remember, all the products from Hyalogic are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, an awesome line of products at great prices every single day. A quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
All right, we're we're back. I want to remind you to check out all the products from Hyalogic available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. And if you need more information on HA, hyaluronic acid, and the Hyalogic line, go into the store and they will answer all your questions for you. You may find that this just may be a missing piece of the puzzle, you know, because sometimes we think we got a great program going, and we may. But, you know, never stop learning and never stop adjusting, because as we're getting older, our needs are changing. And I think many of us could use more internal lubrication and external moisturizing to the skin and, you know, and the inside of the body getting more flexible because of better lubrication. I mean, who doesn't need that kind of focus and attention? I think we all do. And if you're like us living out here in the middle of the desert, you know, in a dry part of the country, I think we need it even more. And if you're outside a lot and you're exposed to the elements, or you're just getting older, or you're one of those people that rarely moisturize your skin or eat a diet that is moisturizing from the inside. Of course, those are things you should focus on, but don't forget about your HA. Bring it into the mix. You can pick up all the products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, but not just pick up the products. While you're there, take the time and ask some questions. Get to know these amazing people that are there. They're so good at what they do, you know, and they have so much knowledge. And in the middle of a confusing world, on a topic that is so important and yet so confusing, let them help you take out the misinformation and find out how these relate to you individually. It's great that it may be working for your friend or family member, but you may need to be going from a different angle or trying something differently for you. You can still meet them at the finish line, but you may need to be following a different path and maybe choosing different products within the Hyalogic line. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You know, I have to tell you, Darren, the people that I know that have had plastic surgery and had some little topical tweaking to the skin, and people say, are you an advocate of that? And I'm like, I'm an advocate of anything that makes you feel better and healthier. If it's something you want to get done, do it. But remember, I had a friend that went to Beverly Hills one time, and she was one of those people that when something was done, she checked it off the list, and that meant it was fixed forever. And she was recovering, and her doctor told her, he said, now look, we fixed all these problems, we got rid of the scars and got rid of the jowls and, you know, tightened everything up, and you look really, really good. Now is when the work starts. And she goes, well, I don't understand. He said, if you don't take care of your skin and you don't moisturize and lubricate, you'll be back here in 5 years because you'll need to do it again. But take care of it and protect all this wonderful work. And, you know, but now is when the work starts. And that's a little hard to wrap our mind around, but I think that's where your line steps in.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. Oh, this is a good question. It says, I had some surgery done a couple months ago, and I wasn't sure if it was okay, but I used the hyaluronic acid on my incisions, and they're barely visible. My doctor said he's never seen them fade so wonderfully. I told him what I did and brought in the box, and he took a picture of it. And he was very, very surprised. He said he knew about vitamin E oil and aloe vera, but had never heard about using hyaluronic acid. Do you have anybody else that uses it on wounds?
Not open wounds, but on scars, for management of scars. We've seen that quite frequently. People are looking for a hyaluronic acid supplement, or excuse me, a topically applied hyaluronic acid product, for sure.
Is it, it's not harmful to put it on an open wound? Because obviously it worked well.
Well, I mean, anytime the wound is open, you know, there's always caution with putting anything on there, you know, keeping it, you know, clean and keeping bacteria from growing in there. But once it's closed up, that's when people start to try and manage that scar. You're seeing a lot of people trying to put moisturizers on scars and also do a lot of massaging techniques to kind of limit the elevation of the scars, soften them up. And hyaluronic acid is one of those topical, you know, gels or serums that people are rubbing on. And because it's smooth, it's kind of got a slippery appearance to it, so they lightly massage it in each day. It kind of takes the place of like a some sort of a petroleum jelly, which other people might use. This one is, now you've got the most water-loving, hydrating element known to man that you can rub on each day to soften and nourish the skin back to health.
This is kind of cool. She says, I've gone for facials many times over the years, but the latest one that I did was a European facial. And she said she got really down into the skin and my skin needed some attention. And you know, it's a couple weeks outside now. My skin looks great. She said, but when she was all done, she used a coat of hyaluronic acid on my face. And I was not familiar with it. I now use it every morning and every night. I asked Marge and she showed me which one to get, which is the Hyalogic, but I never would have known about it. And it's part of my routine now. My skin looks awesome.
You know, we just got done doing a training with a bunch of estheticians and spas people earlier, and they were talking about how they're now utilizing hyaluronic acid in almost all their regimens with their clients and stuff, because it's already naturally occurring in the skin. It's been there since birth. I mean, sometimes we look at babies and we think it's all baby fat that keeps their skin plump. Actually, it's a lot of this hyaluronic acid that's present, this water-loving, plumpening fluid that sets in the middle layer of the skin that pushes it upward. So it's really naturally in the skin, and we want to replenish it and keep it in the skin, because even though it's found in our skin and our body naturally makes it, again, we're going to slow down on the production of it as we get older. And by the time we reach 50, we've got about half the amount of hyaluronic mm-hmm. acid that is in our skin that we had when we were younger. And so we want to find some way to replenish. We want to take that raisin and rehydrate it back to a grape. And that's what your friend was talking about, too. That's what the doctor helped her with. But he said, now's the hard part. Now we got to keep that grape hydrated at all times. We can't let it go back. And that's what hyaluronic acid will do for the skin. It's nature's most water-loving molecule that will not only plump the skin, but it nourishes those collagen fibers in our skin that give our skin that elasticity. You grab your skin and stretch it, it should snap back into shape. As long as those collagen rubber band fibers are nice and hydrated, they'll pull back into shape rather quickly. And then hyaluronic acid, one of the things you were mentioning, when you applied it, you could feel it the next morning. It'll actually produce kind of a water shell coating on the surface of the skin to trap the moisture in. So if I shave the night before, I'll use the hyaluronic acid as like an aftershave. That's how I use it. Wake up the next morning, I get in the shower, I can still feel that slippery coating and that hyaluronic acid on the skin. So it's kind of a three-way approach to getting hyaluronic acid to helping your skin maintain its hydration. And that's why I think you're seeing it out there in the market now, and lots of research. You mentioned come in to Stay Healthy Health Foods. They've got testers there that you can try the products out. That's what's always interesting. I always tell people, just put it on, try it, feel it for yourself. Don't take it from us. And then also they can go and just do a quick search online for hyaluronic acid. They're going to find a ton of research that's going to back up what you and I have been talking about today. You know, it's not always that you want to hear it from a company that makes the stuff. You want to do your own research and find out. But I'm confident they're going to find a lot of information that's going to back up what we're talking about.
Do you think that it's something we could actually start using at a younger age? You know, you mentioned by the time we're 50, we're pretty deficient in it. But what if you're younger? What if you're in your 20s or 30s and you think to yourself, I want my skin to be better. I want to protect my joints. You know, I want to start using this now. Do you have younger people that use it as well?
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, even in your introduction, you start talking about it. We don't want to wait till we get to the point where now it may not be able to get us back to where we want to be. So I know our health food stores that we sell our products to, they're telling us that their average age of people coming in now used to be, you know, 40 and up. Now it's 20 and up because they're getting a lot more people coming in saying, hey, I just want to do some preventative work. I don't want to get in my 40s and 50s and not be able to get my body back to where it needs to be. Or maybe they're, you know, we're pushing our bodies a little harder. If you're you're playing sports year-round now, or you're, you know, and you're in your 20s, or you're playing soccer, or you're climbing and doing, you know, mountain climbing or bike riding or skateboarding or whatever, you're putting a lot of wear and tear on your skin and on your joints. And so now they're trying to start taking products such as that, you know, to cushion their joints, keep their skin healthy.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. if you are applying this to your skin, let's say that you have skin conditions. Obviously, I'd like people to work from the inside out because your outermost layer of your skin started out on the inside of the body and it just gradually worked its way out as other skin cells were exfoliated and sloughed off from clothing and dryness and your sheets and your showers and all that. And that layer of skin that's now the outside started way down deep as just a beginning layer of skin. Now that being said, you know, if you don't do anything internally, your skin is always going to look the same because every time new skin comes out, it's just as dry as the one that was there before. But if you moisturize, you go on a Mediterranean diet, you take lots of oils, the skin itself will change the structure and become healthier every time. So my question comes in, you know, if you're using this on a regular basis, when do you take it for the best absorption? You know, today, Darren, a lot of people have really poor gut health. Does it work better at a different time of the day, or is it one of those wonderful nutrients that just absorbs very easily?
You know, since it's already naturally occurring in our body, it does get absorbed rather quickly and easily in the body. Your body doesn't recognize it as something foreign, and it just goes right in. What we recommend is that you do it consistently. There's not a certain time of the day that works better than others, but you do go consistently if you can. And a lot of people are now allowing, like our liquids, they're squirting it in their mouth or allowing absorption in the mouth and under the tongue versus trying to go through the digestive system. So sometimes lozenges, where you hold it in your cheek and let it dissolve, or liquids where you hold it in your mouth are becoming very popular. And so we're seeing that for sure.
Another part of this process is that we need to do some more work on learning about this. And I love your idea about, you know, doing some research on your own. And, you know, for something that many people don't know a lot about, there sure is a lot of information on it.
Oh, it's amazing. I think one of the guys here in the office said he did a search for it the other day, just hyaluronic acid, and 20,000 searches came up where he said he remembers 10 years ago when he started working here, he said there might have been 1,200, you know, and so it's just multiplied so much more. I mean, we you know, the natural products industry, such as Stay Healthy, stores like that are what brought these natural products into the marketplace. We sell to independent health food stores throughout the country, and they're the ones that are standing there educating and teaching. But this molecule has been studied out for the past 50, 60 years, and it has become very popular in the medical community in throughout the 80s and all the way up until now. So this is not just utilized, you know, in a natural form. I mean, there's medical doctors that are utilizing hyaluronic acid for other uses too. So that's why there's so much research out there. But we bring it in a natural supplement, dietary supplement, or skincare type products that can produce nice benefits for the body.
You know, the people that I've recommended hyaluronic acid to over the years have been very, very pleased. And, you know, it's funny how things just roll off our tongue now. You know, when people first started saying hyaluronic acid, they had a hard time saying it. You know, we learn all these new words, and now it's just, are you using HA, you know, hyaluronic acid? You know, it just rolls off our tongue, you know, because we've learned and, you know, we've decided that it's something that we want to learn, and it's become more commonplace, and I think that's why.
Yeah, and they used to get a little nervous. They say, "Well, why would I want to put an acid on my skin? Uh-huh. You know, why do they call it an acid? Why is it hyaluronic acid? What does that really mean?" We say, "Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I get that because the molecule loves to bind to the hydrogen molecule inside of the water molecule. Remember, hyaluronic acid and water, they go hand in hand. For every one molecule of hyaluronic acid that our body naturally produces, it can reach out and grab onto 1,000 parts of water. But the connection is in the hydrogen bond that they do together. So anything that has a relationship with hydrogen like that, they classify it as an acid. But it's actually very neutral and soothing to the skin. That's why we make it. We have an eye drop with hyaluronic acid. You wouldn't put an acid in your eye if you knew it was going to, you know, hurt your eye. So, but it's very soothing and nurturing to the body overall. And so it's a those are some of the things that people are now learning. It used to be people wouldn't put, they'd just say hyaluronic on the label. They wouldn't put hyaluronic acid, and now they're, like, everybody's searching for it. They're used to saying it and knowing it.
Well, you know, I think that it's just the awareness part of this. You know, when I first started in this field, you know, people didn't ask questions because we didn't know what to ask. And I don't think that 40 years ago we were as frustrated with side effects of medication and people being completely hooked on their meds and an opioid crisis. And, you know, 40 years later, we got people living in drugstores for symptomatic relief products that we didn't have 40 years ago. So I just think that you kind of wake up one day and you're just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And you finally think to yourself, enough is enough. I need something that's going to change my life. But that's when the confusion comes in and they don't know where to go. But I guarantee you that if you find the right people, like the folks at Stay Healthy, you tune into the show and listen to my awesome guests during the week, and you take this information, it's going to give you the foundation of knowledge you need to make the decisions on health and nutrition as it relates to you. And you'll become more open and more well-versed, and you'll want to learn more, because when you start with one small thing, and I say baby steps are always the best way, because you can't change everything in one day, and don't even try. But when you change one thing and you see a dramatic difference and you're feeling good and seeing those changes, you want more. It's that motivation that kind of takes over that human nature. It's like, oh my goodness, I feel so good. And what else can I do? And I think that's when you know you're on track.
Well said. I told you I learned something every time I'm on the radio show with you. You're making me want to just go, you know what, I'm going to get out my journal. I'm going to write down everything I want to change, I want to do. I want to eat better. I want to do things better, you know. And that's the way we need to be. We just need to take action.
Somewhere along the line, we forgot to put ourselves into the priority position and think about ourselves. And one of the biggest problems that I see in this country is that many of us have learned how to adapt and become comfortable with this comfort zone, which is mediocre health. And we've learned how to live in a field of mediocrity and just accept it as the norm. We've thrown in the towel long before we need to. We've accepted it. We use slogans like, you know, I'm older, I'm supposed to feel like this, or I tried everything. No, you didn't. You know, or I just don't care anymore, or it's fine, I'm okay, I'm used to it. And we've done that. But, you know, we stopped fighting. And I, you know, you go back 100 years, you know, and you look at people did not give up very easily way back then. They had to fight for everything because there wasn't the convenience of things out there. They had to look for remedies and fixes and alternatives on their own. Today we have candy stores like Stay Healthy. You can walk in and say, oh my goodness, any area of my health I want to work on, I've got something here, or something's already been formulated for me. I just have to take it. It's a fantastic time to get healthy today. You know, but we still have to realize that we deserve to feel good.
You know, one of the things that you said, you were talking about, how does hyaluronic acid know where to go? You know, when you take it orally, how does it know where to go? And you were asking me that, and you said, you know, it's almost kind of like when you take an aspirin for like a sore big toe. How did, when you took it orally, how did your body know where to go? Did it say go to the right hip and then go over to the left hip and then go down? Did it tell it where it went to, you know, how to go there? And that was such a great analogy. And that's how a lot of times these supplements that we take or products that we take, boy, they really do know where to go to provide benefit to the body. So that's why I think you're seeing stores like Stay Healthy offer supplements that people get benefits from. You know, they come in with a variety of needs, and they try these supplements. But our bodies are so intelligent. They know where to take these products. They know where our bodies need it, and they know where it needs to go.
You know, it is a good question, though. You know, it's like we hold it in our hand to say, okay, now you are going for my head because I have a headache right now.
Right.
Make sure that you work your way up there. That's really funny. You know, it's true. We don't do that. We just expect the body to be able to do its job.
And it does.
You know, the other part of this is just try it. Try some of these products. You know, try something topically. Try something internally and see how you do. And then go from there. You know, thinking about doing it and, you know, and planning on doing it, you know, is, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. you know, just go pick up a product, try one and see how you do, and then try something else. Maybe you want to work topically and internally at the same time, and just listen to your body. It's definitely talking to you. Actually, most of our bodies are screaming at us. We just don't listen. But if you listen to that dialogue that your body's having with you, you'll see the benefits. And but we have to, you have to do something to be able to start the conversation.
Well said.
Anything you want to say in closing, my friend, about hyaluronic acid or about your line?
Well, so in summary, again, this is a molecule that's naturally occurring in our body. It's considered a sugar molecule. Our bodies make sugars and fats and proteins every day. So it's just one of the sugar molecules that our body naturally produces. And its greatest benefit to the body is it loves to reach out and grab onto water. And when it interacts with water, it thickens water, turning it into a gel. So flour thickens gravy. Hyaluronic acid thickens the water in our body. And we want that body water to be nice and thick and syrupy so that it can stay compartmentalized. We want it to stay in our skin for plumpness and hydration. That's why they call it a dermal filler. We want it to stay inside of our joints for cushioning and lubrication. We want it to stay in and around our eyes for nourishment and moisturization. We want it to stay in our scalp to nourish and hydrate every hair follicle and hydration part in our scalp that's out there. We want it to stay in and around our teeth and our gums and our lips. I mean, this is a molecule that's everywhere throughout our body, and its greatest role is just to plump and nourish and hydrate the body. And we are losing it. We're slowing down on the production of it, and it's leaving the body faster than what we're producing. So we're looking for ways to hydrate and bring hydration and nourishment back to the body. Hyaluronic acid, taking it orally or applying it topically, has been an excellent resource for people to try it. I always tell people, come in to one of the stores, try one of the testers, feel it, touch it, you know, see what it feels like and get an understanding for it, and then do your own research. Don't just take it from us. Do your own research, and you'll see it out there. You know, it might be an opportunity to rehydrate your body, because they are saying that aging is essentially drying out, or drying out is aging, and the most water-loving molecule that we can get back into the body is hyaluronic acid.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's been too long. I appreciate you coming here and giving us a great update and reminding people about the choices we have. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff.
Be well. My guest today, Darren Landis, is here. He was giving us great information. I hope that you'll try some of his awesome products in the line. It's Hyalogic, H-Y-A-L-O-G-I-C. And, of course, we're talking about hyaluronic acid. All those products, the topically used products, the internally used products, all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. Stay healthy. They're your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page so you can stay connected with the store. I guarantee their daily post will make you chuckle. They will be enlightening. They're funny, they're informative, they keep you connected, they talk about the things going on in the industry and the world around us, as well as within the store, and keep you up to date. And don't forget about their new webpage, like Darren was talking about. It's beautiful. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to enter your email address, and you'll start getting the newsletter. They put out their recent newsletter. It was awesome. It was really good. I actually read the whole thing, and I get a lot of newsletters, but, I mean, it was just beautiful and well laid out. And like Darren alluded to, my shows, you can go to my webpage, which is drjeffreyburke.com. You can also go to the Stay Healthy site, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where the download podcast of the shows are available for you to, you know, to be able to listen to, you know, when it's convenient for you. So find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the shows when it's convenient for you. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning for the live show, and I hope you have a great day. Check out Hyalogic. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.